Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, helping you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products, and businesses, real life stories. It's all right here for you with this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. Remember to visit us online, too, at besteveryou.com. And now here's your host, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. We've taken a break for a few weeks. Well, Mama Baseball here kind of calmed down out of Mama Baseball mode. Boy, was that quite a trip going to Delaware and Rehoboth Beach with our son Cameron, who played in sports at the beach, and Maine came in second. They lost by 1 point. Wendy, how do you feel about baseball?
I love baseball. I love watching it. I mean, I think it's a great sport, but, you know, it's a long game, and it can be a long season, but it's a great sport.
Yeah, it's so fun. All right, well, we have Wendy Pett with us today. Minnesota's, you know, I think you're probably Minnesota's most visible fitness coach at this point. I mean, you're just rocking it there in Minnesota, but more so across the whole country. You are just a nationally recognized name in the fitness industry, and what I love about you is that you're real, you're approachable, but that you're also just passionate about helping people and to make fitness and nutrition not so darn scary. Because I know I reached a point where I was like, okay, what do? I think I've gone too far into the fat zone, Wendy. I need some help.
No.
Going back into the skinny zone, healthy zone.
You can reverse You can reverse.
But, you know, so I think, you know, I'm kind of joking with it because you're one of my friends and, you know, we can have a girl giggle today. But, you know, really and truly, what do we want to say to those people listening today to you know, maybe get them motivated and up off the couch or out of their rut or just maybe
The first thing I would say, honestly, is it's never too late. It doesn't matter how far you've let yourself go or what condition you are physically, maybe with some injuries or situations of that nature, or if you're at a certain age and stage in your life, it's just never too late to take those positive steps necessary to better your health and your wellness condition.
Yeah, and you know I'm a little injured too, and you know that with my neck and back a little bit from so many years of gymnastics, and that's so right what you say because you have a knack with kind of working with the injury and working around it really or working with it.
Yeah, because you know really well what brought me to teaching what I teach today anyway is because of an injury. I was in a snowmobile accident over a decade ago, going about 55 miles an hour on a trail here in Minnesota and hit a big chunk of ice, got off the trail, and I hit a snow-covered culvert and went flying through the sled at 55 miles an hour and hit a tree. And basically, I broke my clavicle and tore a bunch of shoulder muscles and was laying unconscious and negative 20 below weather, and it was an awful feeling. But when I came to and realized I couldn't move my arm, I was just very distraught because I've always been active. Anyway, I had to go to the orthopedic surgeon to see what was the next step, and, of course, he wanted to do surgery. And I thought, no, there's got to be a better way. And within my research and all the exercises that I was already involved in, I found a way to heal my body naturally without putting wear and tear on my joints, tendons, or ligaments, or, of course, not having to have that surgery. So since then, it's really opened the doors to working with a lot of people that have had past injuries or to help prevent injury as well. So it's very healing. It doesn't, like I said, it doesn't put stress on your joints, tendons, or ligaments because you're just only, you're working with your body. You're only doing what your body can do. God gave us our gym, and we just need to know how to use it.
Yeah. And so for those people following along, let me mention just a few things right off the bat. You can go to Wendy's website, which is wendypett.com. That's spelled WENDIEPETT.com. And from this injury, what Wendy has created is this wonderful fitness community, but also this program called Visibly Fit. So tell us about Visibly Fit.
Yes, Visibly Fit is a program, and it's not just about being physically fit. It's about being fit mind, body, and spirit. And that's the real key, is to be a whole and complete person. A lot of people come to me only wanting to change the physical, but that really can't be transformed to its fullest until you're mentally and spiritually transformed first. And so through the coaching that I do, we work with people's, we start with where they're at and find out what they've been told over the years, because typically we're products of our environment until we let go of the self-sabotaging talk and the negative habits and the lies that we've believed as a child, or that maybe we even believe now as adults. But we have to bust through those barriers in order to break free so that we can be transformed and become visibly fit and start putting those action steps into place.
You know, I love what you just said, because you're so right. You know, at different moments in our lives, we all go through many different things, and at one moment, you might be the most fit person in the entire universe, meaning, you know, you're chiseled and skinny and hardly any fat on you and everything, but you might be just emotionally distraught, and that's not fit.
No, it's not. And you said something, I want to bring it up, because you said skinny and no fat, and that doesn't always mean healthy.
Yeah.
So there's a perception out there, and healthy is what's healthy for you. We're all different body types. We have different genetic makeups. So it's your healthiest body that you were born into. So that's really what we want to try to strive for. It's not some sort of perfection or try to look like the cover girl model or whatever, because that may not be your body type. Exactly. But it's really about getting that right mindset and having a positive attitude and giving back and just being a contributor in society, so you can live your life to the fullest. I mean, God gave you a calling and a purpose. And if you're not physically able to fulfill that calling and purpose, then, you know, what's the point? I mean, honestly, it's like you're just taking up space, in my opinion. And I'm sorry to be harsh, but it's like we have a job to do. And so my goal is to help you to fulfill and get that job taken care of. So,
Do you think that? No, I hear you. Do you think that? Here's what kind of happened to me. My whole life I've been focused on, you know, I've done a lot of gymnastics and a lot of things like that. But in probably the past maybe 15 years, it's become like a face focus. Like, okay, do I have wrinkles? Is my hair still with me? Is my, you know, as you get older and stuff like that. And I realized a while ago that, you know what, I better pay attention to actually, you know, is my heart even functioning right?
Mm-hmm,
well,
mm-hmm.
And are my internal organs, you know, being filled with fat or good food or what? And it became not so much about the wrinkles, but more about just being able to walk up a set of stairs and not being out of breath.
Right. I honestly believe, Elizabeth, that if we could see our bodies from the inside out, we would not eat or do half the things that we eat or do because of the effects it may have on our body. And we just don't see that, until later in life, you know, through our skin or through our hair or through, you know, our lethargic ways. So, again, it's really about taking care of yourself before you see it on the outside so you can be visibly noticed that you're taking care of yourself internally.
Yeah. Do you, so tell me about this TV show you've got going on, because you've got quite a neat show, and it's reaching like 20 million people or however many million, it doesn't really matter. If it reaches one and changes life, it's pretty impressive.
Absolutely.
But can you tell me about the show and where it is so people can find you?
Yes, it is. It's called Visibly Fit with Wendy Pett, and it's on the NRB Network every Thursday at 1:30 Central, so in about an hour and a half here, on DirecTV channel 378. And that's also, if you don't have DirecTV, that's okay. You can go to nrbnetwork.tv and watch it live as well.
Cool.
But it's also on Parables TV and Sky Angel and a few other networks. So look at, you know, checking your listings for Visibly Fit. I'm sure it reaches you, and if not, you can see it online. But it's a great show, and it's evolving. But it's really, again, it's about getting people visibly fit, mind, body, and spirit. So we may have some guests on that just have some incredible, compelling stories of maybe life circumstances or situations that they have been in but they have overcome because of their faith and because of their attitude. Or we may have other experts on there, money experts, or I had Ron White, actually. He's the national memory champion on one time, so that was a lot of fun. So, you know, keeping our minds sharp, and, of course, I do exercise segments, and we'll have nutrition. So it's kind of the whole gamut. Today's show is going to have Susie Homemaker. She's the, excuse me, she is the real Susie Homemaker, like third generation. And she teaches us how to plant herbs and that kind of thing and how that's very therapeutic. So it's just an overall well-rounded show. It's lovely.
Yeah, neat. Very, very best ever you like. I love it. And so tell us how your show came about and so forth, because I know there's a lot of people out there trying to do a lot of different things, YouTube or radio or TV or whatever. How did you do what you're doing?
You know, honestly, it was nothing that I personally did. I feel that God opened the doors. I really do. They came to me and asked me if I had a show. I've always wanted to have a show, and, you know, the timing was right, and it was just, all I can say is it's God. I didn't do anything to open those doors intentionally, per se, but I just have been persistent, and I know that that's been my dream and my vision. And it's on my vision board, and I continually work and strive at meeting that goal and meeting the right people, but I didn't necessarily go out and knock on their door. So, yeah. But it happens different for everybody.
Okay. So what's a doctor? Oh, I'm going to screw this up. I can I can't read today
naturopathy.
A doctor of naturopathy. Is that how you say
that?
Yeah,
I
wanted
is.
To say doctorate.
That's all right. It's basically, I have my doctorate in natural medicine. So, and I don't work with it as much as I'd like to. I love it because I'm all about natural healing, and I believe that, you know, our world is just inundated with prescriptions and meds, and it's just a Band-Aid cover-up, when really we just need to get to the root of the issue. And a lot of that can be taken care of through diet and through natural remedies, so...
That's what I believe so much, too, because I always call myself the canary in the coal mine. I mean, I'm so allergic to things that even if you want to give me something, I'm going to be allergic to it. So, like, what's the point? But, you know, that whole thing really came through even with our dog the other day. Want to hear a story about my dog? Yeah, well, I took the dog to the vet because the dog was acting funny with her back right leg. And so I took the dog to the vet, and nothing was broken, nothing was sticking out or bitten or anything like that, because she had, you know, stayed with some other dogs while we were gone in Delaware. Anyway, the doctor gave me a prescription for pain pills for my dog.
Mm.
No kidding.
Oh, no, I believe it.
Really?
Yes, because I just had... I just had someone on my show about vaccinations for our dogs that are being given that actually it killed her dog, the gal that was on, Lori Turner, and just heartbreaking. And so it's really important for you to go and do research, not just for you and your children whenever vaccinations or prescriptions are prescribed, but also for your vet or for your dogs through the veterinarian.
Well,
people you can trust, but well, you think, you know, you're going to a doctor or a vet and they know what they're giving them, but...
You know what I've been doing? I've been massaging her. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
Massaging her legs and stuff. And she, you know, all but goes to sleep instead of, you know, limping around. But there's nothing broken. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing, anything. He's like, yeah, she's just fine. She just probably got into a little, you know, fight with one of the other dogs or walked the wrong way or whatever. Who knows? But nothing injured at all. Here's some pain medication. I was like, you got to be kidding me. That's just wild. Love this doctor, too, but that's the first I'd ever heard of anything like that. So I was like, I don't think I'm going to do that. No, thanks.
But you didn't give it. Yeah.
No.
That's
no,
good.
Never
you listen to
years.
Your intuition, and God's like, no, that's not a good idea.
Yeah.
Because what kind of dog do you have?
I have a Labradoodle. She's like 85 pounds. She's a beautiful,
beautiful
dog.
Oh,
that's
so cute. Yes.
Yeah, she's really cute. So,
well, my dog would be like a chew toy. She's like 4 pounds.
Chew toy. That's really funny. So, all right. So, but, you know, wellness isn't just about you either or me. Mm-mm. It's about our families, our kids, our parents, our animals. I mean, the one thing the vet did say was my dog was like 5 pounds overweight, and then he looked at me, you know, kind of thing, and I'm like, I'm sorry. You know?
Well, they say that dogs and owners start to look alike after a while, kind of like spouses.
That's really funny. No.
But yeah, you know, yeah, wellness isn't just about you, and that's really my passion about this is because it, don't look at it as a selfish thing, like, oh, okay, I'm going to take time away from my family to go and get fit and work out. No, it's about you having the right energy and the strength so that you can be a better provider for your family and be a better friend, be a better neighbor, you know, be better within your community, be better at work, because you're going to have the extra energy and you're going to feel better about yourself, you're going to have the self-esteem, and it causes that ripple effect to those around you. I mean, it really does. People are watching what you do, more is caught than taught, and it is just the truth. I mean, if you're leading by example, others, and they see how happy and successful you are at doing what you're doing, they will follow. You don't even have to tell them what to do. They'll start asking you.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think there's just so much positive information starting. It's just starting, in my opinion, just starting to go out into the universe about how to eat right, how to be healthier, how not to eat so much sugar, education about processed foods, all of these things that, you know, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I didn't think twice about stuffing a Twinkie in my mouth. No one ever said, ooh, that might not be so great for you to do. Oh,
yeah.
Loved them. I'm from Iowa, man. We grew up right by the Hostess factories. For real, we would go on field trips to the thing. You know, it's like, woohoo.
Right, right. Well, it's because we have Globesity. We have an epidemic at our hands. I mean, and it's because of our generation of eating Twinkies and ho-hos and ding-dongs.
I don't want to rip on Twinkies, but, you know.
You know,
Twinkies
but,
in
I
moderation.
Mean, yeah.
Just kidding.
But, no, it's really what we've done to ourselves that has caused the Globesity epidemic. And, you know, I mean, the average person per year consumes about 15 to 20 pounds of sugar. Can you believe that?
Sugar.
That's the national average.
I can, and it's, you know, you and I talk a lot about sugar, and I really want to go there with you because I just think you're such a resource on this topic, and I know you're I know we have some strong opinions about sugar, too, because it seems to me like the more books I read, the more research I do, sugar is the cause or one of the causes of so many. It just sparks inflammation, which sparks disease.
Causes
and it's
disease,
like a
right.
wheel and spoke of disease from diabetes, mm-hmm. to heart, to everything. And it's what I'm learning is it's because it makes your blood not oxidize properly and turns your system, I want to say, alkaline. Is that right? It just messes with you.
No, you want your system to be alkaline.
Alkaline, that's right. It turns it to acid, or whatever it is. But it completely messes with your pH balance
for how
everything needs to function properly. And
there's nothing in sugar for our bodies. There's no fiber, no minerals, no proteins, no fats, no enzymes. There's nothing in sugar that our bodies need. It's empty calories. And it's toxic to our bodies. It is a chemical. You know, I mean, yes, it starts out as a natural.
I think we need some, right? We
but
need
then it's
a little.
Refined. What?
We need some sugar, right?
Well, if you're getting like sugar cane, okay, so something natural,
yeah,
or sugar from fruit, that's all good. And I encourage you to have that, but eat that kind of stuff. And I was telling you this on a call before. Eat all that before noon. That way your body has the rest of the day to burn that off. But we're talking about the refined sugars. We're talking about the stuff that is in practically everything that you don't even realize. Even, you know, ketchup has sugar in it. So it's just toxic. And like you said, it's a big cause for inflammation, and which leads to disease. And, of course, you know, Look at where cancers are right now. It's a high rate of cancer, different types of cancers. And I know it's through our nutrition.
Yeah.
Most of it. Some of it's environmental. But I would say the majority of nutrition.
Yeah, and I posted this thing on my Facebook yesterday. I was reading this website, and it's a real credible website, and they published a study in some medical journal from Brown University, a doctor, I can't remember her name right, Roxanne de la something, I don't know, I can't remember her name right now. I'll try and find it before we get off the show here. But she basically published a huge study that says there's actually a third type of diabetes now, and it's called Alzheimer's.
Yes.
Did you see that?
No, but not hers, but yes. Yeah, and that's another thing that's you know, rampant is the diabetes, and even in our children.
Yeah.
You know, and it's because of the sugar. It just is.
It just is, yeah. So I know I've
given up. If we can get that out of our diets, I mean, honestly, God gave us what we need to eat. He provided good, wholesome foods. If we would just stick with what he provided us, the fresh fruits and the vegetables and the lean proteins, the fish, I mean, and get wild caught, you know, not farm raised, but it's all there. You know, stop going to the bagged, canned, and you know, whatever boxed kind of stuff.
Stuff and frozen and everything. You know,
yeah,
it's
easy to go grab something fresh.
Yeah, it makes my grocery shopping really boring. I got to tell you, it makes it. I'm trying to make it more fun now, but like. I go into the grocery store and I go like around the whole outside, and maybe I'll go to the middle for something. You know, maybe you know I'll buy ketchup or mustard or whatever. You know that kind of. You know, I'm not downing the bottle of ketchup or anything, but you know a little bit. But it makes it so interesting to go to the grocery store if you're really eating what I call eating clean. Like Coscarino says, eating clean, you know.
It makes it a lot easier to go to the grocery store.
Yeah. It's kind of easy.
Go around the outer perimeter, grab and go. And the way you make things a little more exciting is with spices.
What's your favorite spice? Like, are there any spices that actually, I keep hearing the spice, and I'm afraid to try it. It's called turmeric.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I think they put that a lot in... I've only used it in a few recipes, but I think they use that in some Indian food and stuff.
Oh, so it might be really spicy.
Well, no, yeah. I don't think it is. It's just got a certain flavor.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah, I love my fresh garlic and my fresh basil and, you know, I love...
Anytime you can saute, you know, have some onions, that always spices up a dish. So, yeah.
And garlic and stuff like that. All right. All right.
So, are you excited right now because all the Olympics and I can't get enough of it.
I love all of the fitness going on, and it's inspiring. It makes me want to do handstands and post them in Facebook. And the kids are the kids are outside racing up and down the pool for their gold, silver, and bronze medals.
Cute!
It's inspiring. A whole new generation
It really is.
Yeah. What do you think?
I love it. I love the track and field. I think that's it's my favorite. I love the swimming too, but gosh, I don't know. The track and field, I just get fired up. I get goosebumps and I can't sit down. I'm watching them. I just get so excited watching them give it all they've got. And I know they've trained so hard and what incredible athleticism, you know?
Isn't that wild?
All of them. I mean, you look at the duathlon folks. I'm like, wow. I mean, these are some serious athletes.
Yeah, they are.
So
you know, actually, Gary Kobat and I are doing a show on Sunday night at 10 o'clock, and it's called, I can't remember what it's called, Olympians Are Scared to Find Your Inner Gold. And we're going to have, like, an Olympic, you know, because he helps train people and runs with them, and, you know, he's a wealth of information. But, yeah, we're going to be doing that show on Sunday night. And I'm so excited about it because, you know, it's really interesting to watch on TV how a moment matters.
Well, it totally does. I mean, not just even a moment, but even a millimeter of a moment.
It's wild,
how that
isn't
matters.
It?
Yeah.
The difference between, you know, everybody going there is pretty much at the level of like great. You know, blow you out of the water, running down the street kind of greatness. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm still at my house and you're down the street kind of thing if you were running near them or anything.
Right.
But, you know, it's so amazing.
Well, they're in the Olympics. They're already incredible athletes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But it's so amazing to see them there separate themselves out it's like a nanosecond sometimes between the difference between a gold or a silver or a bronze or not meddling. It's wild.
Well, and one of my favorite things I like to do is listen to the interviews after someone has won, and just to hear their heart and their dedication and their commitment. And you know, it's not like they're just born with this gift. Yes, they unless you look at like Michael Phelps, he's got
he's got 24 medals,
incredible,
or 25,
lung capacity. But these guys are gifted with the persistence and the dedication and the right mindset and the strive to reach these goals, and they work hard. It's not like, oh, well, these people were just born fast and that's just what they were called to do. No, they've worked hard all their life.
Yeah.
And so, and it pays
off. Stories of what they've given up to be there. Like, I think, I don't know if you saw, like, Gabby Douglas, you know,
and
you know, at about age 8, she's like, okay, well, you know, Mom, I got to go be an Olympian now. Bye.
Yeah, really.
I paraphrased
it
a little bit
overgeneralized. Yeah, they have sacrificed a lot.
But
yeah,
it's
about priorities.
It's wild.
What are you willing to sacrifice, and what are your goals? And everyone's goals look different. For some people, you know, they just want to release 5 pounds.
Yeah.
And for some, they want to release 100. For some, they want to be an athlete as far as like in the Olympics. I mean, everyone has different ideas of where they want to take it. And none of them are right or wrong. It's just all based on what you desire.
How do you think you get in touch with where you're at right there? How do you think you know whether you're going to be be able to walk down the street okay, or you know, run 10 miles or run 2 miles or do Zumba or whatever? How do you figure that out?
Are you saying
way?
Like if you're
don't really know, or you know, let's say you're
you've never done it before, or if you're out of shape,
well,
or what?
I think about just a classic example of just somebody, even like me, for example. You know, you're 40, almost 43 years old. I've had 4 kids. In the shuffle of having 4 kids, which they're wonderful, beautiful boys and everything, but I've lost almost all athleticism, totally. And getting it back, you know what a struggle it's been for me over the past 4 years to get my athletic body back. It's been retching at moments, really, really, really hard. And
well, here's my thought on that, is that, first of all, muscle has memory.
I know it does. That's
okay.
A good thing, isn't it?
It really does. So it may have been many, many years, but your muscles do have memory. They do remember how you used to work them, how they were trained. It's just going to take longer to get them back to where they were. And they may never go back because you're at a different age and a different stage in your life, but the fact is that you have to just put one foot in front of the other, and if you don't know if you can do a certain thing, like for instance you said Zumba or go out and run down the street, all you do is try.
Yeah.
And then you try again. And then you try again. I mean, that's really what it takes, is just that tenacity to continue and have that persistence. But your body will eventually kick in and go, oh, she's not giving up here. I guess I need to do something different and react a different way. So, and start following suit here, because she's going to keep at it.
You know,
so I think that's really where it is.
That's one of the things, and you know, it's very interesting, because I think a lot, you know, a lot of people write me and say, you know, I'm with you. I get exactly what you're saying. I've had kids, and I've gained 25 pounds, or I've gained 40 pouns, or, you know, like with me, with each baby, I gained 100 pounds, 80 to 100 pounds with each pregnancy. And it's been very, very taxing on my body, but
on your butt, sure.
Oh, yeah, but the one thing, when you say that to me, that's the one key thing that I always remember in my mind, is just stick with it. It's not going to, you know, I'm not going to be, you know, back there overnight. It's going to take time. So I remember when I very first started going, okay, I'm going to get back in shape again. It was like, yeah, this isn't going to be a week.
No, it's
be
not
like,
overnight.
Oh,
you don't gain the weight overnight, and so you don't release it overnight. And you and I have talked about how I use the term release quite often instead of lose weight. And that's because when we lose weight, we typically find it again. So we want to release it, and that means all the emotions that are attached to that weight, because that's typically why a lot of people have gained the weight in the first place. It's through a comfort. It's through just emotional distress
away,
or
baby.
Boredom or depression. What's that?
I said chocolate chips all the way, baby.
Chocolate chips, frozen chocolate chips, right? So it's just it's about releasing the emotions that are attached to that. There's some women that I've coached, and you know, they may have been sexually abused, and so they don't want to be noticed.
Yeah.
And so they have eaten and they've gained weight so that they won't be noticed. And so there's different ways that we're stuffing our emotions with food, and so we have to release the emotions first that are attached to that.
Interesting. Yeah, I like that term, release the weight. Bye bye. Package you
bye-bye.
Off and send you to a different time zone.
I'm done
or something.
With you.
Done with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't serve you. Doesn't do anything. Do you any good? So it's just holding you down.
So now, for anybody listening, going back to Visibly Fit for a little bit here, is this a program with weights and bands and, you know, running around the block? And is it like boot camp, or what does Visibly Fit do so that people can really understand listening how it could apply to them?
Yeah.
I know the
Visibly
answer to this.
Fit.
You know, I know.
there are no gimmicks or gadgets involved. It's just using your body as your gym. And when I say that, it's mind-muscle connection. So our minds are created in such a way, Elizabeth, that we have the power to actually use or lift a certain amount of weight without a weight being in our hand. Okay, that's the power of the mind when it's connected to the muscle that's going to be working. So, for instance, if you were going to do a bicep curl, this is always the one that I give as an example of the phone because that's the best one I can describe, is, okay, so if you put your hand by your side and you're going to hang on to a weight, so maybe it's 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 40 pounds, I don't know how strong you are, but you go ahead and envision that weight. So that means you have tension and you're flexing your muscle, your biceps, okay? And you're going to go ahead and squeeze your arm up as you're bringing that invisible weight, even though it's really there, up to the shoulder, so you're doing a bicep curl, okay? So you do it really slow and controlled while you're flexing and squeezing the bicep. And then as you bring it down slowly, you're working also the tricep. So you're working the positive and the negative muscle group at the same time. Now, with that said, it seems a little weird at first. It takes a little while to get used to. But when you're doing this type of workout, it doesn't put extra stress on your joints, tendons, and ligaments. And that's the beauty of it, because your body can only do what it can do. There's a lot of people that get injured by lifting too much weight or the wrong way or whatever, and it's because their muscles are fatigued and they're lifting them incorrectly, or like I said, too much, and it's put too much stress on the joints, and then they get maybe, you know, a rotator cuff injury or tennis elbow, or, you know, all kinds of injuries that can happen. But with this program, there's no injury that would ever happen. So
yeah,
that's the beauty of it, and it also sheds fat and replaces with muscle. I've had a client that released 100 pounds in 10 months.
Wow.
And it's a steady process, but she was persistent every day, and of course, nutrition went along with it, but 100 pounds.
Yeah, I was going to ask. It doesn't feel like – it feels like here, let me start over with that, because I'm tongue-tied today for some reason. I'm a little tired. It doesn't seem like you can ever out-exercise a bad diet.
No, you really can't. Did you say you can't ever exercise without diet?
I said you can't ever out-exercise a bad diet. In other words, eating like, you know.
Maybe I'm tired. I didn't hear you.
That is very true
because there are people that they are at the gym or they are out running. I mean, they're doing everything nonstop, but they're still very overweight. And why? Because they choose to eat poorly. So the exercise and the nutrition go hand in hand. It really does. You can never out-exercise. That's true.
And does that mean that you just can't ever put a bag of Doritos in your body again? Not that I would ever see you doing that. But it seems like maybe instead of the whole 5-pound bag, you take 5 chips instead.
Yeah, I don't believe in diets. I mean, if you're going to say diet, the word diet has the word die in it, D-I-E.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like when people are dieting, the normal word diet, not just like how we're eating or our nutrition, but it's usually eliminating something from the diet. And therefore, that's all you do is you tend to crave that thing that you eliminated. That's all you're thinking about. And so if you would just stick to the 80-20 rule, 80% of the time, eat clean, eat fresh, 20% of the time, live life.
That's
be a normal person, you know? But it's just that nice balance, and it's going to be the healthy balance, the 80-20-20 plan.
Yeah, and I think that's good, because I can't imagine a life without pizza.
No,
really,
and you know what?
And
you can make actually healthy pizzas.
That's what I do now,
and they're
though.
Just as good, yeah.
And I don't eat the whole thing, which is really
good.
Cool. So not only is it vegetarian for the most part, because I'm not a... I eat meat and everything like that, but not on pizza very much. Like, I don't like pepperoni and all that stuff. So it's mostly a veggie pizza. But, you know, stopping at two pieces is quite different for me than eating the whole thing. Because I can
yes.
just, almost inadvertently, not paying attention, eat a whole pizza. It's wild.
Sure.
And I used to be able to do that just fine in my 20s, and nothing fazed me. But that whole diet thing is not working so well in my 40s.
No, that's not that freshman 10, freshman 15 diet. That doesn't work well for anybody after a while.
I mean, I could really write a how to eat a whole pizza blog or something, but, you know, that's really funny.
But you know what? If you're feeding your body with what it's really asking for,
yeah.
you're
going to
become more full quicker, okay? So if you were really eating the vitamins and nutrients that your body requires, so with the fresh fruits and vegetables and the lean proteins, then you're not going to want to eat a whole pizza. I mean, if you
yeah.
had a vegetarian pizza that was just loaded with fresh veggies, you're going to get fuller quicker.
Yeah. You know, I'm on your website as we're talking, and I'm just looking at your blog because I love your blog, and thanks for inviting me to be in your blog. But I'm looking...
Oh, you're welcome. That was great.
Yeah, that's really fun. That's really the first time I've really been on anybody else's blog, so that was
cool.
Well,
and I hope you'll come back.
I will, yeah. It was fun because you know, I'm usually putting everybody else on my site, and it was neat. I'm like, hey, cool. But of everything on here, one of this Terry Johnson. Are we allowed to talk about people that are on your blog? I guess they're right here.
Sure, why not?
I love.
Yeah.
Can we talk about her for a little bit? Because she's got a pretty cool story.
She's a dear. She is wonderful. And I'm actually speaking at her conference. She's got a conference called the Refine Conference here in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, on September 21st and 22nd. So make sure you guys go and check that out and sign up. And I'm one of the keynote speakers as well.
Cool.
But, yeah, she is an incredible coach as well, and we're dear friends. And yeah, she just is all about really getting that person to be a healthy, whole, complete person, just like I am and just like you are. And that's why I brought you gals on, is because we have similar visions and values. We really have a desire to assist someone else to become a better person. And we
yeah.
have a toolbox that we want to open to them and say, here's the tools. All you got to do is apply them to your life, and you can have a better life. So, yeah, that's what she does. She's a coach, and her company is called Keeping It Personal, but the conference is called the Refine Conference.
Love it. You know, when your accident happened to you, do you ever remember a point where you were like, you know, I'm going to get fit? Or did you think, you know, I'm just going to stay alive here? What was your thinking like right there? Was it all of it?
Well, right there, when I was laying there in negative 20 below weather, I remember it being really bright. I remember it was very peaceful. I mean, I don't know what all happened, to be honest with you, right
mm-hmm.
there. But for some reason, it wasn't my time to go. And I may have been only out for a little while, but it seemed like a very long time. But, you know, I was already in shape. I've always been involved with physical culture, and I've been athletic. But as far as my shoulder is concerned, I just wanted to heal it, and I wanted to heal it naturally. But at that moment in time, I wasn't sure if I was alive or dead, to be honest
yeah.
with you, until I heard my friend calling my name, and she was right there behind me, hugging me, trying to keep me warm. And it was very surreal.
Yeah.
Again,
not so much
very
cell phones,
peaceful,
I'm guessing, either.
Very bright. What's that?
I said not any probably cell phone accessible right then and there either. Did
no, not
you,
at all.
Get rescued
not at
right
all.
There?
Well, oddly enough, it was the last mile of our route, and I guess there was a house, like a farmhouse, way in the distance, and they heard the crash. I mean, that's how bad it was. I mean, that was mm-hmm. not some little crash. So they heard it, and they had called the ambulance.
Oh, you're so lucky.
So that's what happened. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So okay. So I'm going to back it up even more.
God uses accidents for great things, you know?
Yeah, I know. I know, trust me, having been resuscitated, I know how that whole thing works. But I'm going to back up a little bit even more because I want to get our listeners really in touch with your fitness and your mindset to stay fit, because a lot of us so yo-yo through our lifetime. You know, we go, I just can't even communicate my struggle with yo-yo weight gain and weight loss my entire existence. I would love to just be consistent with my weight at about 20 pounds less than I am right now. I'm happy right now. I'm feeling good. My clothes fit. Everything's fine. But, I mean, really be that in-shape person where I've got some better definition in my arms and legs and things like that. So when I look in the mirror, I go, you know what? Yay. Kind of thing, and stop the noise. And there, I know I'm not alone.
No, you're not alone at all. I would say that the average woman looks in the mirror and says, ick, what is this and what is that, and pinching here and pinching there. And so, no, I don't think you're alone in that area at all. But what I want to encourage you to do is to stop focusing on the weight that is there and just focus on doing your due diligence and the time with the exercise and the eating right, and just journal everything that you're doing so that you can see for yourself the patterns that you may have, whether it's due to emotional, whatever that's going on, but also to keep yourself accountable. But as far as, I think that's part of the problem, though, is that we're always looking at the what we aren't instead of what we are. And I just want to encourage you to start focusing on the wonderful things that you are, Elizabeth, because you're a beautiful woman. You're absolutely beautiful. Aww. And so if you would just stay consistent and due diligent and proactive, it will come off. But you just keep maybe hanging on to it because that's all you're consumed with.
I don't know what it is, but it's funny because I'll even go down the 15 and then gain it back, and it's like, gosh darn it. Sometimes it feels a little. What'd you say?
Were you staying consistent during that time, or did you journal?
Oh, heck no. Yeah, that's the thing. I'm the worst journaler, the worst weight loss journaler ever. Everybody says, well, just journal it. And I'm like, you don't understand. My journal turns into, okay, I weigh 140. By next week, it'll be 137, then 134, then 120. And then, you know, I don't journal. Hi, I'm here, and here's what I ate, and here's how I exercised, or whatever.
Right.
My journal turns into numbers.
If you did, though. There would be a change going on. If you did journal, if you journaled your thoughts and your feelings and where you are that day and what you did for exercises and what you ate and what you drank, and now it seems like a pain in the butt, I'm telling you,
it does.
It
sounds awful.
But that is the only way any of my clients have had success is when they journal.
And do you mean blog about it publicly or just journal it in a journal and don't let anybody ever see it?
Oh, it's only for you. Only for you, and if I were coaching you, it would be for me too, so I can keep you accountable. But no, it's for you. It's to keep you accountable and so that you can see the pattern of why did you gain that weight back? Why did you slip? Why did you choose that, okay, you know what, I deserve to have a whole pizza today. Why did you decide that? And so there's something there that triggered that. And so that's where the coaching comes in to get you past those trigger points.
Interesting.
So you don't have those anymore. Mm-hmm.
I hope everybody's listening because I think there's a lot of people out there just like me who do this. And don't you think? I mean, do you find?
Oh, I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I know when I'm working with my clients, it takes them a good 2 weeks to really get in the groove of the journaling. And it's only because I'm a nag. I'm sorry, but I am because I am so determined to get them to reach their goals. I want it more for them in the beginning. But then when they start seeing the results after they journal, it's kind of that the light switch goes on and it's an aha moment. And it's like, oh, okay, there's no turning back. I will continue to journal. No one has to see it. It's your personal journal.
That's interesting. I mean, that's really, really interesting. So you almost have to be honest with yourself too, don't you? Gosh darn it.
Well, not almost. You have to. You can't walk by the M&M jar and grab a handful and say, oh, you know, I really did only have like one or two when you had a whole handful. You got to count them out. I mean, yes, it's like.
Such
like
a good liar in my journal, too. I don't lie at all except in a journal. I'm talking to myself. I'm like, okay, dear journal, I ate one piece of pizza. It's like, no, wait a minute. I think I'm afraid to write
dear
it down.
Dear journal, I lied again. Pizza. Yes. Oh, you're funny.
Dear
but
journal,
you know what?
I ate
it's
a whole
reality.
Pizza.
Well, you know what? Now, here's a way that you can get around that. With some of my clients, I have them write before they bite. So they write it in their journal before they even eat it. So they may have their plate of whatever they're about to eat in front of them, but they don't eat it until they write it down first. So if they're about to eat that cookie that they have on their plate for dessert, but they have to write it down first, they typically don't eat the cookie. Does that make sense?
The shame of writing it down.
Exactly.
That's
I mean, there
awesome.
Is something to that accountability.
Okay, right
yeah.
before you bite. You know, we need to write about that. We really do.
Well,
right
I have.
Before you bite.
I have.
We've got to write about it one more time because I didn't read it. And that's the, you know, I love that.
I will do
because
that.
That. It's all about that. If you're going to make me journal, you know, I will be full of crap.
I will do another blog on right before you bite just for you.
Okay. Please, because that's, and make it about lying in your journal because that is something we do. That's human nature.
Yeah.
You know, you, and I don't know why. It might be.
Well, it doesn't have to
that
be.
Somebody's going
to
read it or
that's
we're not perfect or whatever.
It's just the
you
way
know.
That you or whoever else is doing that has conditioned themselves because you don't want to see the failure. That's all. I mean, it's not anything to be shameful of. It's just something to correct, to
uh-huh.
notice and correct. And don't be shameful of you know, who you are and where you are. There's just let's just notice it and let's correct it and move on.
Yeah.
So that's what it
oh,
is.
I like that a lot. I bet that just helped a ton of people with their lying in their
so.
Journal. Because, yeah, I, you know, I think a lot of people are famous for it. And I think the people who might blog publicly, that's a different critter when you blog publicly about your weight loss. I know one thing I've done, and I really have done this since January 23rd, is to really deep six sugar in my life. And I that is something I would blog publicly about, and I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I would even, I don't know that I've gone to journaling about it, but I just, it's like in my routine now where, I mean, I really don't have my head in the chocolate chips. I don't have my head in the chocolate ice cream.
Okay,
you know,
but
I
wait,
wanna...
let's think about this. In the beginning, do you remember how hard it was for you?
Oh, God, it was
do
like.
You remember the struggle? Right.
Yeah, I've never done drugs or any kind of thing like that, but
I
bet it was
drug.
Equivalent
yeah.
to come, you know, because there was some shakes and sweats and, I mean,
sure.
it was crazy. You almost
you were
had
going
to
detox.
Yeah, you almost had to eat a little bit of it just to stay okay, so you didn't cold turkey it completely for a while. I mean, I had to, like, wean myself off of chocolate, trippy as that sounds, or sugar, really, is what it was.
But as hard as it was in the beginning, look how much easier it is now. And that's
yeah.
because you have done it every day. You've journaled it publicly. So you've had to be accountable.
Yeah. Interesting.
And so, yeah, I mean, that's really what it is.
Yeah, I've really dramatically, I'm picking on myself a little bit on the show intentionally. So people really, I hope people can relate to some of the struggles that we really go through as women. Really, because we're famous, take care of everybody else, and then, you know, by the end of that, we've gained 30 pounds or 20 pounds, or we're eating their stuff off their plate or eating the whole pizza or not exercising anymore or whatever, and
right.
you really
and
just have
one
to
the,
stop.
You Go do, ahead. And one of the big excuses I get from anybody is I'm too busy. Let me tell you what, that excuse is a lie. Because we all have the same 24 hours in a day. It's just how are you managing your time? I mean, I have had clients actually write out every hour what they're doing throughout the day and I for a whole week. And one of my clients, it was 22 or 23 hours of TV she was watching. I'm like, really? You don't have time to exercise? Right. So, and she didn't even realize it because she would watch it at night while she's just kicking back, resting, but she just didn't even realize 22 hours. I'm like, are you kidding me? I don't even know if I get in 2 hours. Actually, I turned my TV off. We don't have any TV in the summer.
Turn the channel to the fitness station to Wendy.
There you go. Channel 378, DirecTV.
1 hour
right.
of those 22 can be spent watching me. And <that's funny.
laughs> But, you know, we all are on a different journey, and we're all unique, but we're all created with greatness in mind. And I think that's the biggest thing that people need to receive, is that they're worthy of having a healthy, vibrant life. And it's just a choice. And you're not too far gone, no matter where you're at right now. You're not too far gone. And yeah. and you can start today. And that's the biggest thing. It's just do something.
That, you know, that's really, really important there, too, is just do something. Just start.
Right.
And I think adding to that, start and try and stay. Do you think it's too much pressure to say start and stay consistent? Like do
no, it's
like
not it's too much pressure, because that's really what it takes. I mean, you can't do one day and then sit
and
on
then
your butt
done.
For 2 months and expect
move.
Change.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's going to take commitment. It's going to take, you know, changing your mindset and saying, you know what, I'm going to walk around the block today. That may be the only exercise you get, but you haven't done anything for years, so that's a good start. Yeah. And then maybe the next week, maybe you walk 2 blocks. I mean, you know, it depends on where you're starting, but just do something. Just move. And again, my Visibly Fit program, it's for anybody. Even if you've never worked out a day in your life, or, I mean, I've worked with professional athletes. I've worked with Olympians. I've worked with professional football players. So it doesn't matter if you're already extremely strong and built. You will get a workout by these exercises.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to ask you a little bit, too, about along the lines of starting and staying consistent and things like that, but about the frustrated one who gets fed up and quits. How do you not do that? Because a lot of people say, oh, okay, I'm bored, or, you know, I don't like to walk. This is not my thing. But they don't really know what they're – I've talked to you about this before. You know, you don't really know what your mm-hmm. thing is. Is it biking or walking or ballet or Zumba or what?
Right.
And I kind of find with me, as crazy as it is, it's like all of the above. Like, you know, I used to, when I was a kid, just
you like
focus
the spice
on,
of life, and that's great.
Yeah,
that's
but
funny.
I mean, I used to just focus on gymnastics, and that's all I did, gymnastics and ballet and tap dancing. And those were the things that I did 7 hours a day on Saturday and 5 hours a day on Sunday or whatever, and then through the week. And, you know, I obviously can't do that anymore, and I wouldn't do that anymore. But I'm finding that I really am, like, I never knew I liked bike rides. It wasn't in my makeup. And I actually,
yeah.
like Gary Kobat is, like, yesterday or the day before, I went down
I
to the gym,
biking.
And I got on a bike. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. this works. And it was easier to me than treadmill. I was shocked. I
yeah.
didn't feel like I was pounding on the treadmill, but it was
exactly.
it was an easier motion. I don't know.
Well, you're not compressing the joints as much because of all the pounding. It's going to be better on your body. But I bike outside quite often, and I love it. I love
That's
getting the
cool.
fresh air and taking the hills and getting that burn in my thighs. I think the spice of life is good. I think changing it up is good. I mean, obviously, do I love my Visibly Fit program? Yes. I do it every day and a half for over a decade. But that's my deal. It may not be for you, but it very well could be. So check out different things and
different
see
things.
What works in your lifestyle. You know, it's whatever works for you. I just want people to be encouraged to do something that they enjoy and do what works. But stick to what works, too. Like, if you find that, okay, Visibly Fit and biking and two other things, those are kind of the four core things that you like to do, well, stick with those.
Got it. And rotate
you know?
Them through or whatever.
And
yeah,
rotate them through.
I did like 156 days of Zumba straight, and I'm like, okay, you know, or no, it was not, that's the sugar. It was like 90 days of Zumba straight. I'm like, okay, this is fun and everything, but now I got to do something
but
different.
But you were done. You're burnt out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just your personality type, too. I mean,
yeah.
everyone's different. So you got to go with what works for you.
Okay. But the key thing there is if you're listening to the show and you're trying to release weight, or get healthy or whatever it is that your goals are, it's important. What you're saying overall is to, you know, it's not rocket science here either. I don't think it's, you're saying to, you know, eat healthy and move.
Mm-hmm. And move. That's right. And, you know, also with Visibly Fit, another, some other things that we tend, you know, kind of forget about as far as fitness is concerned is flexibility, endurance, speed, balance, coordination, all those things that help us through just life. It's functional mm-hmm. fitness. Those are the kind of things that Visibly Fit offers too. So that's important with whatever you're doing, that you're also, extending that area of your health and wellness. Because as we age, if you're not using it, you lose it. Your flexibility, your balance, I mean, all that's so important.
I don't want to lose my balance.
No, you don't.
Yeah, no.
And up here in Minnesota with the ice in the winter, you know, yeah. I've had a few slips. If I didn't, you know, have my balance and catch myself, I could have seriously hurt something.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's just good for functional daily activity.
Yeah. No, I love it. I think those are really important things to remember, because it isn't just, you know, it isn't just eating healthy and moving too. It's all about those other things that make you be able to move and function right. And then I also love what you were talking about with, you know, mental, just being healthy spiritually and
yeah.
being healthy in your mind and so forth, because that right there can kind of bog you down. If you don't feel good, or if you feel depressed, or if you're sad about something.
Absolutely.
Or whatever. That's...
I start off every day with my daily devotions. I mean, I start off in the Word. It sets the tone for my day. And if I didn't do that, and I haven't on some days, and I can really see the difference, you know, it just sets the stage for everything that may be going on around me, helps with my attitude, helps me realize, all right, you know, this, I can get this because I've got the strength of Christ in me. I can handle this. But without that, I kind of get off balance. And, you know, you gotta build your spiritual health too, and you gotta build your, and that helps with the mind, mental health too. It really does.
Yeah.
As a man thinketh, so he becomes. So, you know, as you were looking at yourself in the mirror and saying negative things to yourself, it's not healthy. So if you start giving gratitude and saying, thank you for this and thank you for that, you know, my four boys and my overall health in general, and my beautiful hair and my eyes, and, you know, just start giving all the things that you love about yourself, then that's really going to kind of set the stage for your success too.
Yeah, I'm emailing Gary Kobet as we're on the air, and he's using the word goober.
Oh.
Do you know what that means? He said, tell her, I can't say what he said,
hilarious.
That you didn't look like a goober the other day. What was that?
Oh, that's
did
sweet.
Not look like a goober. Yeah.
Yeah. I went zip lining the other day
here
in Minnesota.
What I saw. Yeah.
Yeah, in Jordan. I actually did this a couple years ago in Costa Rica, and it was a blast. We had these howler monkeys yelling at us, and it was tons of fun up in the trees. But in Jordan, Minnesota, my boyfriend and I went over there and just had a blast. But it was just really neat. So I felt like I looked like a goober, so he was giving
me
hard
time. I saw that picture where you were goobering all around. Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah, well, the helmets are so attractive.
Yeah, those are quite fetching and sexy, I must say. I was like, I saw the picture come across my desk, and I saw you go, I look like a goober, and I'm like, no, you don't look like a goober, but that helmet, man, it needs to be a different color or something for our helmet status or whatever.
Oh, but you
that's
know what?
Be,
where we went ziplining, oh, it was so much fun. They had a ropes course. And
uh-huh.
Talk about balance. I mean, that was so much fun. I wish I should have videoed more of it, but it was just a great time. And if you're ever into team building and, you know, want to get a staff together, just a bunch of friends, that's a great workout and a good thing to do.
Okay, we have 2 minutes, 1 minute left, a little bit over one, if I'm quick here. But we cannot leave this show without mentioning Todd, because, you know,
yes,
I called it. Just kidding. You guys are perfect for each other. Adorable.
Oh, thank
just
you.
Just saying it out loud, because you guys are absolutely adorable. And
oh, thank
you. Our 90-second mark. And I just want to make sure, you know, we, you know, hi, Todd, and you guys are adorable. And
hi,
take
Todd.
Good care of each
yes,
other.
I feel very
good.
Blessed.
And and it's good to be able to think you look like a goober in front of somebody, but you got somebody to buddy around and go ziplining with, you know?
That's
you got
right.
somebody
that's right.
doing all
and he
the
didn't
things.
Think I looked like a goober either.
No,
so thank you, Gary, too. He didn't think I did.
Yes, and no, we don't remember. Nice talk to yourself, too. No goober. We're
yeah,
all
no.
Anyway, all right. At the 60-second mark, I just want to thank you for coming on the show. We put
thank
this together
you.
Yesterday at the last minute just to say, hey, Wendy, can you come on the show? So I appreciate you, and I love you very much.
It was a blast. Love you, dear.
See you in Minnesota, and for everybody listening, please visit Wendy's website at wendypet.com and buy a copy of her DVDs Visibly Fit. She's just a beautiful person and soul, and she was with me when my dad was in the hospital this last go-around and came and said a prayer with me, and I just love her. So Wendy Pett, everybody, and thank you, Wendy. Lots of love.
Thank you.
And,
love you. Take care.
See you in a bit. All right.
Bye. Blessings. Bye.